College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the nephew in today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
All right, Shirley, we're going down to the church. This right here is the church gospel quiz. The church gospel quiz. There's a white guy married to a black woman. So if you're going to come to our church, there's some things you need to know. There's some things you need to, there's some customs that you need to be aware of. All right, this is but what we're going to do is we're going to go through the church gospel quiz.
Okay.
So we can get him on the same path that we on. Because you know, that's just how we do it. When you come up in our church, you need to know how we roll. Okay? All right. Cat dog, if you would, the church gospel quiz.
This is Grant.
Hi, Grant. Grant Stevens, right?
Yes.
Hey, Grant, this is Brother Lewis Finley. I'm calling from Mount Sinai Missionary Baptist Church. You and your wife just joined a couple weeks ago, am I right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So now listen, I wanted to reach out to you. I know you guys have started the orientation, and from my understanding, you finished one class of the orientation. You got three more to go, is that right?
Yes.
All right. So first of all, I want to say welcome to Mount Sinai, and I hope you are enjoying yourself. I know that you and your wife are a mixed couple. You're Caucasian and she's black. Are you liking the church so far, Grant?
Absolutely. We really are enjoying it. We completed our first orientation, and so far we're really enjoying it.
Okay. Did I catch you at a bad time?
I am at work right now, but it's okay. I've got a couple minutes.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to call you, man. I was worried. I know you, because I don't think you know this, but you are the first Caucasian to join our church. And I just want to make sure you kind of knew the language and just kind of knowing what the black church is all about. And there's certain sayings and different things I think you should know so that, I just don't want you to say the wrong thing while you at the church. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. So what I wanted to do, like, I wanted to give you a little black church quiz so you can kind of, maybe if you could, it'll let me know where you are, if you're on a lower level or a high level as far as being knowledgeable about the black church. Like, fill this blank in for me, Grant, if you don't mind. I just want to take a little bit of your time and I'll let you get back to work. But first of all, give a blank to God.
What would
go in that blank right there? First of all, give a blank to God.
Yeah, all I can think of top of my head is give thanks to God.
No, see, that's wrong. See, what it is, first of all, give a honor to God. All right, remember that. Oh. First of all, give an honor to God. You got that?
Okay, yes.
Okay, first of all, give an honor to God, who is the blank of my life. What goes in the blank? First of all, give an honor to God, who is the blank of my life.
The love of my life.
No. See, that's wrong. First of all, give an honor to God, who is the head of my life.
Are you sure?
I'm sorry?
Okay. Are you sure? Are you sure about that?
Oh, I'm definitely sure about mine. Don't. What I don't want you to do is question what I know. I'm from the black church. I know. You
okay, no. I wasn't questioning you, sir. I'm sorry. I've just always heard it that way. But
okay. So I'm trying to give you the understanding of knowing what the black church is about. You understand?
I understand. I appreciate you. I apologize, sir.
Okay. Now, look.
I don't know these answers, obviously, but I've got a meeting I got to get to here in a minute. Like, I'm curious, does everyone in the church get these phone calls?
Well, wait a minute, Grant. I know you have a meeting, but what's more important, your meeting or knowing your position at the black church? What's more important?
I really don't have time for this right now. I can't believe this is actually happening. Like, does your pastor even know that you're calling me right now?
Well, no, I took the liberty of myself when I realized you was Caucasian that I would call and try to help you so you would know what to do when you're in the black church, when people are saying certain things. Okay. Grant, if you don't mind, just do this for me, Grant. Like, do you know what hooping is?
Hooping? Like hula hooping?
No. Hooping is when the pastor is at the end of his sermon. So listen to this. All along, good God Almighty. Do that for me if you would, Grant.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God Almighty.
No. One more. You, come on. You with me now? Oh Lord, good God Almighty! Try it again, Grant.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh Lord, oh yeah, oh God Almighty.
Okay. Hey, Grant. Do you think maybe it's possible that me and you can have some sessions before you come back to the church and I can prepare you more?
Hey, man, listen, you have caught me at a really bad time, and I'm quite honestly just so frustrated. Like, I've never heard of a quiz like this. I'm really offended, to be honest with you. Like, do you guys not want me to go to your church anymore? Like, a matter of fact, dude, you should be calling my wife right now. She's black.
Well, she should already know the quiz question. You the one don't know. Why I'm going to call her? I should call you.
I am at work right now. I have a meeting to get to in just a minute. I don't know what you're doing. And I hold on a second. I have got to close my office door. This is so embarrassing. I have never, ever received a phone call like this in my life. And you better be lucky. I mean, I want to talk to your pastor. I am going to talk to him next Sunday. No joke.
Well, I didn't mean for you to get hostile like that. I didn't mean to upset you or nothing like that. Well, can I say something else to you?
One last thing, and I have to go.
Okay. I just want to let you know that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Carolyn, got me to prank phone call you.
Shut up. Shut up. I am so sorry. I am so sorry, sir.
Are you good? You all right?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. A little embarrassed, but I'm all right.
Grant, you got to do it for me one more time. Oh, Lord, good God Almighty.
Oh, Lord, oh, yeah, God Almighty.
Okay, man, look, do this for me. Tell me, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, all the way.
And there you have it right there. Right there. Come on. Come on. Just give me my props. Maybe today I need some praise and pranks up in here. Can I get some prank praise in here?
You're the best.
Come
ever.
On. Thank
you're
you.
Pranks. You're the king of pranks.
You're king. King. Nobody better.
Well, you know,
that's what I mean.
Well, you are the only one, though.
Steve, you know he needs that.
But, let me narrow it down.
I am the only one
on this show doing pranks, so I guess you is the best.
Oh, Lord. that's how they do it. All right. This coming weekend, I am in Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, baby. Soundstage. That's right, Soundstage. Graceland, the nephew, is coming to town.
Yes, you're the greatest one ever did that, too, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. And Lexington, Kentucky, gonna be the greatest come through there in March. Yes. What? Say it.
Oh, yeah, you are. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.